The following shiur has been presented by Rav Simcha Bunim Landinsky, Rosh Chabura Beis Medrash Gavoya, and Mechaber Sefer Sukkos Chaim on Sukkah, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara and Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph says, Ha'oise, Sukkah la'atzmai oime baruch shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'azman hazeh. Nichnas leishev ba oimah shekichonu b'mitzvayza v'tzivonu leishev ba'sukkah. A person which makes a sukkah before Yontif, he makes a bracha shechiyonu v'kimonu on the asiyah itself. And when he goes in on sukkahs to eat in the sukkah, he makes a bracha shekichonu b'mitzvayza v'tzivonu leishev ba'sukkah. The Gemara later on says that Rav Ashi Chazina Leav Kahana de Ka'amalo Kulu Akise de Kedusha, Akasa de Kedusha. Rav Ashi saw from Rav Kahana that he made the Shechiyanu and the Bichas Leisha Basukah when he went into the Sukkah the first time and he made a Bayer Priagofen on his Kiddush. Over there he made the Shechiyanu. And that Shechiyanu Pata Dasiya. You could clear when the Chachamim said that now you should make the bracha on the Christ, not b'shas da'asiyah. Is there a chiyuv b'chlal to make a bracha on da'asiyah? And the bracha on the Christ is patering da'asiyah, the bracha which you're making for Yontif, the shechiyonu which you're making for Yontif patters da'asiyah? Or the Chachamim took away the bracha that originally was for the da'asiyah, they said you don't have to make the bracha b'chlal. L'chaira, you would say that when Yontif came about and the asiyah was done, there's no more din to make a bracha on the asiyah, because with the bracha that you would have made on the asiyah was just like a heksha mitzvah. That b'shas the asiyah you're getting a heksha mitzvah, so you make a bracha on the asiyah. But now that you have the ikka mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, that, and you're making a bracha shechiyonu for the yeshiva sukkah, there's no more kiyum bracha of asiyah sukkah at all. The Sefer HaMichtam says, V'af al pikein le'nagu akshav levorach nami shechiyonu b'shas asiyah, elo b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvah. So it's mashma that the bracha is only b'shas the kiyum ha-mitzvah, like the second sadhu was saying before. So too is Mavur the Chizchayim, the Chizukah Islamites, that the Brachat Shechiyanu today, Alakais, and that does not pata the Asiyah. There's no more Chiv of a Bicha Shechiyanu on the Asiyah. But the Smag is Mashma that there is still a Chiv Bracha on the Asiyah. And when I'm making the Bracha Shechiyanu on the Kais, I'm going ahead and patering that Asiyah. An afkamina la'alacha would be like this. If someone goes ahead and builds a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, he made already a bicha shechiyonu the first night by sitting in his friend's sukkah. Does he have to make now a bicha shechiyonu to pata the asiyah when he builds it on Chol HaMoed? It depends on what we said before. If the shechiyonu on the Christ needs to pata the asiyah, therefore, in this specific case, where you didn't have a sukkah built for you before Yontif, so I can't have that the Shechiyonu patted asiyah because I didn't have an asiyah. Therefore, when it comes Chol HaMoed and I build a sukkah, I would have to go ahead and make a new Shechiyonu because the Shechiyonu of the first night al HaKais can't patted asiyah which didn't happen. But if there, we go like the other Rishonim that hold that once you got a kiyum mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, there's no more kiyum bracha on a heksha mitzvah of the asiyah. Therefore, when a person goes ahead and made a bracha the first night of sukkahs, of shechiyanu, now he doesn't, and even though he didn't have a sukkah then, he sat in his friend's sukkah. Now that he built a sukkah Chol HaMoed, he's vayta not mechuyav of making a shechiyanu. Because he got already the key in mitzvah itself, the real mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Therefore, he would not have to make a shechiyanu. There's an interesting case which happened to me, was that the first night of sukkahs, we built the sukkah, Erev sukkahs. the first night of Sukkot, we ate by a friend. And we heard the Shachianu ala kais. Then, the following night, we came back into our Sukkah to sleep in the Sukkah. The Sukkah which we built, we wanted to sleep in. Then we have to go ahead now and make another Shachianu. In order to pata our Asiyah, because we did not make a bracha on the Asiyah, Erev Yantif. Now that we're coming to our Sukkah the first time, l'chayim, we should have to make a Shachianu to pata the Asiyah. So, going to Tzadik, we say, Anke Fisher Zatzal told me that you have to, when you go into your Sukkah, even though you made already a Shachianu the first night by your friend Sukkah ala Kais, you have to go ahead and make another Shachianu coming into your Sukkah to pata the Asiyah. So it's mevur from this tshuva that he answered me, two chedushim. One, even though that you got ready to kiyum mitzvah sukkah by sitting in your friend's sukkah, still you mechuyav to make a bracha on asiyah sukkah. A second chiddush, that you mechuyav to make a shachianu dafka in the sukkah that you built in order to pater. A chiyav shachianu is not enough by having a sukkah. You need to be in that sukkah that you built to pater your shachianu. So the first chiddush that we're mentioning from him, that the yeshiva sukkah, even though you were yoy to the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah and you made a good bichas shachiyana by your friend's sukkah, that we said is the machlokes yishayin. The second chiddush, which says, which comes out from him, that you need to make a shachiyana dafka in the sukkah that you built yourself, l'chaya we can be medama that the shitas arise. That says that if a person did not eat the first night in Sukkah, if it was raining or whatever it was, even though normally when it rains you are mechuyav, but for any echatimtzi, it was a chayla, that he did not eat in the Sukkah. And he made a shachiyanu in his house because it's shachiyanu ala chag for the yontif. Now, when he goes into the Sukkah, Dr. Ivid, he needs to make another bich shachiyanu. And this is quoted in the Ramon Simitofesh Mamal. So we see from here that in order to be yaitza, the mitzvah shachiyanu ala sukkah, you have to be sitting in the sukkah. It's not enough that you're saying shachiyanu the first night. You have to be in the sukkah. But the chayu, you can be mechalak. Because the Rav is talking about a case where you're not sitting in the sukkah at all. You're sitting in your house. So even though you are making a shachiyanu for the yantif, but since I'm not making a shachiyanu in a sukkah, therefore, Dr. Ivid, that I cannot pass the bicha shachiyanu that I made in my house to the bicha shachiyanu for the sukkah. But over here, in our case, we were sitting in a sukkah, and we had a shachiyanu in a kosher sukkah, it's a double chiddush to say that that won't patter the sukkah of the bracha shachiyanu for the sukkah that we ourselves built. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Alicha Shleimer, Perek Tes, Ha'ar Yedbeis, argues on this. And he says, the ikke bicha shachiyanu eina al asiyah sukkah greida, ki im al asimcha b'mitzvah sukkah b'chag. It's not for the asiyah sukkah itself. The bicha shachiyanu is for the simcha b'mitzvah sukkah b'chag. Just the simcha starts b'shat asiyah, but it continues on the by the chag. Therefore, when you're making a bracha on the asiyah, on the first night, even if it's someone else's sukkah, since the chiyuv bracha is because the simchas mitzvah sukkah b'chag, therefore I don't need to be sitting in my sukkah to be yaitza the mitzvah shachiyanu to pata my asiyah. Because even the asiyah itself is a bracha al simchas achak. Later on, I found this suffix in the Bikur Yankiv, in Simitopei Samach Beis of Cotton Beis, which is mistapik in this. And he says, V'cheilin yitzuki kigoyim, in v'leil sheni l'kiddish b'sukkah, u'v'yoyim sheni oichol b'sukkah, achayash l'kiddish b'balad yishayna, im shuv yivorach b'zman v'tzorachi. And he says, Machmasofik aminan sofik brachas l'okam. You should be makbiding yourself not to bring yourself into this suffix. Therefore, it's better for a person the first night to stay in his own sukkah, like this, the Kula Alma, he should be mighty himself, the Zbich HaShechiyonu, on his own sukkah. And I heard from Rabbi Yashiv that he passed like also like a Shlomo Zalman, that even if you're sitting in your friend's sukkah, you are not mechuyev to make another Zbich HaShechiyonu when you come to your sukkah. So too I saw from Baron Leib Steinman, and Rabbi Edelstein, the Shiva Panovich, brought down a Sifa Shmuas, that you're not mechuyev to make another bracha when you come to your own sukkah. If someone wants to be makbid on this halacha, he should take a pri chadash, and when he comes into his sukkah, he should make a shachiyanu on this pri, and have in mind to pater also the mitzvah sukkah, the mitzvah asiyah. Like this, he gets away. He's not making a bracha shachiyanu on the asiyah itself. He's making it on the pri chadash or anything that you mechuyev to make a shachiyanu on, and that will pater the bracha from asiyah sukkah. Now the Mishabur in Simitafa Islam Atas of Khan Memchas brings a Bikur Yankir that says, Misha Kiddish Bilel Sukkah, the Hischa Lacha, the Acha Kachro, that the Shlak was not picked up, Nir Alisha Yoichal Shuv Kizayiz Vivarach Leisha Vasukkah. You should make another Leisha Vasukkah, since when you made the Bracha, the first Bracha Leisha Vasukkah, you did not have the shlak down. You did not have the shlak open. Therefore, you have to open the shlak and make another bracha leishav asukkah. But, birchas ha-shechiyonu lo yivarech oid pa'am. And birchas ha-shechiyonu you should not make again. Because since midin ha-talmud helps b'shash asiyas asukkah to the mitzvah asukkah, even though right now I don't have the asiyas asukkah, I finished already the asiyah, but since I'm sitting in my sukkah, even though it doesn't have a shame sukkah because there's a shlak on it, but that's enough, that's like gone from the shasta asiya, and therefore you do not have to go ahead and make another shechiyon. Now, l'chayi, you can be mechalik. Because even though you made a bracha, you could make a bracha b'shasta asiya, that's because I'm doing something to the sukkah. Or, you go ahead and you make a bracha b'shasta achila, the first night, because I'm getting a kiyum mitzvah. But if I'm sitting in the sukkah with a shlak, I don't have side asiyah and side the yeshiva sukkah. And still the Mishabur says that that's enough to pater me from the asiyah sukkah or from the yeshiva sukkah, and I don't have to go ahead and make another shachiyonu. So ibazay l'chaya is mavua nalakim sayanka fisher. That means that the shachiyonu doesn't have to be on your ki a mitzvah on your asiyah sukkah, calls mana had a shechiyonu in any sukkah, even though it didn't have a shame sukkah. That's enough for me to go ahead and pattern my shechiyonu on the asiyah sukkah. So the chayim mevuah from Reivach Reinim, not like the chiddush I heard from Zalyanka Fisher, that holds that a person would have to go ahead when he comes to his sukkah and make another bicha shechiyonu on the sukkah. And the truth is, so too by a lulav. If a person is a little bit worried about his lulav and he would rather shake someone else's lulav the first day, and he does it with all the dinam and matam and aslahachta, and then he goes ahead and when he shakes his friend's lulav, he makes shechiyonu because it's the first time he's taking a shechiyonu on a lulav. Then the next day he takes his lulav, he would have to make shechiyonu again because the first day shechiyonu wasn't on his lulav. And by lulav the Gemara by us and the Memvava Madala says, you have to pat the asiyah. You have to make a bracha on the asiyah. The same way on sukkah, you have to make a bracha shachiyanu on that. By lulav also, you have to make a bracha on the asiyah. Now, when I shake my lulav the first day and I make a shachiyanu, I'm pattering the lulav, the asiyah's lulav, the bicha shachiyanu of asiyah's lulav. Now that I took my friends the first day, I would have to go ahead and light the b'sayanka fisher and make another shachiyanu on their own lulav. We really don't find people being makbid on this. So we see from here that the Olam is not makbid. The Olam goes with Rabbi Yashiv, Shlomo Zalman, and others that hold that you don't have to have your lulav in front of you to patter the asiya of Bech Shechiyonu. It's enough if you made a Shechiyonu on the mitzvah. That would be suffice that you don't have to make a Shechiyonu again.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.